Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Average speed cameras have been rolled out in some accident black spots in recent weeks to curb driver behaviour. It's another example of the ways in which advances in technology are helping Gardaí to police our roads. Well, I'll be joined shortly by motoring journalist Michael Sheridan. But first, our reporter Brian O'Connell was at one of the average speed locations for us and he joins me now. Hello, Brian.
How are you, Claire?
I'm very well. Where were you then?
I was on the main N5 road. It's about a mile east of Swinford in County Mayo. And just as you begin a stretch of road outside of Swinford, there's a large sign telling you essentially you're entering an area where average speed cameras are working. It's one of just two new average speed camera locations which are up and running. There's also one in Cavan, and there are plans in the next couple of weeks and months to roll out more. So how it works is anyone found to be driving more than the speed limit between point A and point B where the cameras are located, you'll be issued with a fixed charge notice, 3 penalty points, €160 fine. If you don't pay it within 28 days, it goes up to €240. I met with Inspector David Tiernan. He's from the Mayo Roscommon Roads Policing Unit. We were at the side of that very busy N5 and he talked me through what difference these average speed cameras are making.
This is a very busy route and that's why the location has been picked here at the Swinford. It's a 4 kilometre gap between the two average speed safety cameras, so it is. And the route has been picked because of the high number of collisions we've had here over the years.
So on my right hand side here as I look down, I can see there's a yellow pole.
Yes, that pole is one of the poles for the whole the speed camera, and there's one again over 4 kilometres west of Swinford.
So the difference between this and, say, the fixed speed camera or even yourselves out is what?
The average safety cameras use the automatic number plate recognition to record the time, date and location of each vehicle that passes through. It's the average speed, so it is. If you are going over that limit, over the time and the distance there, you will get a fixed charge penalty notice.
The beauty of this is that sometimes when you come up to a static speed van, for example, you might slow down before it, slow down slightly afterward. The tendency with some people might be to pick up the speed again, whereas with this it'll monitor a 4 kilometre stretch of road.
And not only that, hopefully it'll imprint in people's minds that this safety camera here, it's not here to for our own benefit, it's here for everyone's benefit. And the whole idea of this is to try and improve people's behaviour and attitudes on the roads and to reduce the number of serious collisions and fatal collisions we have on the roads.
This has been a stretch of road where there have been collisions, unfortunately.
We've had a number of fatal and serious collisions here over the years, and that's why it is known as a high collision location.
It's probably the future, isn't it, in terms of trying to police our roads in terms of speed?
Well, as you know, Brian, our role is very much in the line of enforcement and education, and this is just another tool in the belt to assist in that.
As I look down the road here about 2 kilometres, it's interesting, you can see cars have slowed down naturally.
And we have noticed that over the past couple of weeks. There are cars slowing down, which is a good thing, and that's what we want. We want people to automatically see the signage, see the cameras there, and it's imprinted in their minds, so it is. Yeah, I can say, Brian, already in the first couple of weeks there have been numerous fixed charge notices issued, so some people are still continuing not to obey the rules of the road by going through here.
It's yourselves that sometimes have to knock on people's doors, break their hearts really in some circumstances. I'd imagine if you could bring the motorists with you sometimes to those situations.
Yes, this is very much a shared responsibility, and you mentioned the work that we have to do along with other emergency services at scenes of collisions, and have to go and knock on that door is something none of us enjoy doing or want to do. Speeding, you're not only speeding once, this could change the rest of your life, it could change the rest of someone else's life.
That's Inspector David Tiernan there with you, Brian. Could you see the changes in driver behaviour, Brian?
Well, I could actually. As I said, it's a stretch of road about 4 kilometres. So at any point, if you go above the 100 kilometre limit, you're liable for that fine or penalty point. So it was really noticeable when I drove it. Everyone that I could see was observing the limit on that stretch of road, which unfortunately is quite busy and has had fatalities in the past. I suppose in terms of resources, it's a win-win really for Gardaí, because it ensures that longer stretch of road is monitored and they can deploy resources elsewhere if they need to.
Now, you got an update from the Gardaí on whether we're going to see more of these around the country.
Yeah, so the two new locations have added to cameras already in existence on the M50 in Dublin, the Port Tunnel, that's been there since 2017, and on the M7 between Junction 26 and 27, that's been there a couple of years. Over 22,000 fixed charge notices have been issued as a result of all of the average speed or safety cameras since 2022. So you can see they've been quite effective. There will be a zone that will be completed by the end of 2024. So another location that will become operational early next year. And then several more, I think, are due on stream also in the first quarter next year. Just finally, Claire, before I left Swinford, I did ask some people in the town centre what they made of these average speed cameras.
I think it's a good thing.
There's been a few bad accidents down
there. Well, there is. There's a lot of people around the world killed, you know, but they have to come up with something. But these speed cameras, they're unmanned now. They're very modern now as well, and they can pick up the number plates and all that a lot quicker, you know.
No, I think it's a great idea, that custom. I actually keep the car down to 80 now because my car is a rev. If you're doing 90 on it, I've gone over the 100 before I realise it, maybe just barely over. So I just try to keep it, if there's nothing near me, I keep it 80.
What struck me driving that road, it has modified behaviour.
Oh, very much, yeah. Also, I think our roads are desperate what people are doing.
Do you notice the increase in speed?
I notice the overtaking on bad corners, you know, where people just don't seem to wait.
If it stops people getting killed on the road, it's a good idea. If you're speeding, it's your own fault if you're caught.
All you have to do is be in this town and watch some of the cars going up and down it. And it's the best thing that could happen, because the amount of speeding that goes on, every 5 miles you'll see idiots overtaken like lunatics. I lived in the inner city in Dublin before I moved to Swinford, and you could walk 4 days along O'Connell Street, the length of Henry Street and Mary Street, and you wouldn't see a guard.
So you think, as well as having this type of technology, we still need...
We absolutely need a guard of presence.
More boots on the ground.
We need more boots on the ground, and we need them out of administration.
But if they put more of this type of technology in on stretches of road, you don't need Gardaí out there in the Garda car. Maybe they could be patrolling urban areas like this more.
Look at the logic of it. They will only slow down for the distance to the camera.
4 kilometres, yeah.
Right? And then, what happens after they pass the camera? Mm. Unless you have another camera 4 kilometres down the road. You know, technology has always ever been about how good the people are who use it.
It's a qualified welcome.
Yes, and unless you have it every 4 kilometres on every stretch of the road, it will have an effect, but it'll be minor.
It's a fair point that man makes. Brian O'Connell, thanks very much
thanks for that.
I'm joined now by motoring journalist Michael Sheridan. Michael, just going back to what that man was saying there to Brian, that, you know, you could have people speeding up once they pass the second camera. I have a text here, or rather a WhatsApp message, from a listener who was travelling on the Swinford Road with the new cameras a week ago. It was a Friday evening. There was a line of traffic behind me, this listener says. As soon as I passed the second camera, 3 cars sped out, overtaking me. Maybe an occasional speed van further on might make motorists a little more mindful. I mean, that's likely to be one of the byproducts of this, Michael, isn't it?
It is. I think definitely don't be surprised if the speed camera's a little further on, just to remind people who use the road frequently and are habitual speeders that really they should have taken the opportunity, as people have said in the report, to modify their behaviour. I mean, speed is only one part of the problem. There's much more dangers on the road, from tiredness, drunk driving, people on medication, people on drugs. People just being inattentive or being distracted, people just not paying attention to their drive. These are far more lethal than just speed. And we always use the word speed. It should be excessive speed. So these cameras give people a fighting chance in a sort of Irish sense. There's a little bit of, you get a heads up, you're warned. And if you're an idiot, you're going to get points. And that's a system which will work. And nobody can really argue against it, Claire, because it does give people a chance, if they have been going a little bit too quickly, coming into the zone, to modify their behaviour, pull right down, and you know, once you've gone over the speed limit entering it, if you reduce your speed a good bit below it, your average speed will be fine and you won't get 3 points on your license. And another reason for the insurance companies to put up your insurance premiums.
Because it is a fair system, this one, isn't it? Taking your average speed over that distance.
Yes, and I mean, we've seen how it's critical in certain areas, like the Port Tunnel. You go, absolutely critical, where there's no pull-off areas. It's vital that if there is an emergency, that vehicles aren't travelling too quickly. It's absolutely essential that everybody slows down. National routes are a bit more tricky. We've seen the average speed cameras on the motorway, on the M1 section. And in some ways, you're saying, well, that really isn't necessary because a motorway has traffic all flowing in one direction. The oncoming traffic is divided by, you know, barriers. There's no junctions. There's just slip roads on and slip roads off. So it's a very safe type of road. A national route is different because you can have junctions where people will make bad decisions when they pull out or pull off or enter the flow of traffic. So any place where there is danger, and according to the guards, these places have been chosen because of that, modifying people's behaviour and making people pay attention to the privilege of driving is good. Unfortunately, this won't solve collisions. It'll just help temper and slow down traffic in that area and make most people, the majority of people, think about their driving. That's a good thing. But we will always have people who are antisocial, people who are just really bad drivers, people who are under the influence of whatever it is, who will always speed. And that's something where we need police presence because they have to observe bad driving. You could be driving in the fast lane on the roof of the car, holding the steering wheel. And if you're going under 100 kilometres an hour, these cameras aren't going to do anything to stop that. So it's just one element of what is the nature of Irish roads.
Well, Michelle says it's also people driving way below the speed limit, causing frustration, panic, etc. And then people do silly things. And Michelle says that's happening all the time. I mean, this might worry people. I'm just thinking about the woman there who Brian spoke to, who said that she keeps the car now at 80, even if the speed limit is 100.
And this can frustrate the most temperate person. You could be a saint driving behind somebody. And if you think that they're going below what the road can safely carry, you know, if it's a clear day and everybody's in, you know, in a serviced car and they've got good tires, somebody going painfully below the speed limit and holding up traffic, they're more of a nuisance and can frustrate drivers who aren't necessarily sort of zen-like and going by best practice where you don't let anybody else's driving get inside your head. So the frustration is people aren't aware of the speed they're doing in the first place. And then they drive overly slow, frustrating drivers behind. So the trick is whenever there's two lanes, be aware of your lane discipline. Yeah. Drive on the left.
You know,
what are you doing in the outside lane? That's for overtaking.
You know, when you're on a national road or maybe even a back road, you're not familiar with it. It can be quite twisty and turny and you drive slowly because you don't know what's coming next. And then you'll have somebody behind you who's obviously from the area and they're right up behind you and they're really frustrated because you're going slowly. Like there's a reason you're going slowly on that road. It's because you don't know it.
Absolutely. And the key thing to safe driving is not let the person behind you or the traffic get inside your head and have free access and walk around and distract you. Your most important thing to do in your car is get to where you need to be safely and your occupants there safely because you're no good to anybody if you have a collision. The frustrating thing is people don't pay enough attention to what's going on around them. And also people don't pay enough attention to their rearview mirror and see whether they are holding up the traffic and where it is prudent that they go at a speed that's appropriate, that's not going to delay others or give them the opportunity to overtake safely. Because again, we're losing the art of overtaking because everybody's hopping onto dual carriageways or motorways. So there's nothing wrong with overtaking. There's nothing wrong with occasionally breaching the speed limit if you are doing an overtake safely and you're trying to expedite it so that you can have a safe journey and you're completing the manoeuvre. So it's really a case of this is very good because it'll get people's attention. Average speed cameras get people's attention, make them think about the driving, but it's not the solution to everything.
Okay, Michael, we'll leave it there. That's motoring journalist Michael Sheridan. Earlier we heard from our own reporter, Brian O'Connell. Lots of text messages coming in on this. Ger in Tipperary says there are too many speed vans where cars can't pick up speed or can't go quickly. Coming out of Galway just off a roundabout at rush hour when the traffic is chock-a-block on a weekend evening. So Ger is asking what's the point in having this speed van there? 80 kilometres is not painfully slow and it's not an excuse to attempt a dangerous overtaking manoeuvre. This is where ageism comes in. I tend to agree with you, Conal, who got in touch with us on WhatsApp. Like, you should be allowed to drive at whatever speed you like on the road. And if someone has a problem with that, let them overtake in their own time, but safely, please, because I think that's worse than anything for motorists. If you are nervous on the road and someone is right up behind you, it can make things very difficult. Anyway, we've so many questions coming in for Rosemary Coleman, consultant dermatologist, who's with us next. So let's take a break and speak to Rosemary after that.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.